You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney. That's right. You follow me on all my social media at I am Sean Mulroney, as well as go to theobesityrevolution.com. You know, join our free group. We have the Obesity Revolution, support group. Have a lot of members in there, thousands of members that are getting help, sharing their stories, and encouraging each other, and no judgment. And as well as the VIP, we're there. Our whole mission, our four pillars are to identify, educate, and make sure that we do that education, because most people don't know what obesity is about, so we can inspire others and then also execute. So we want to do everything we can and to help people that are struggling. And, you know, the main thing is also to change the collective view on how obesity is viewed, because guess what? It's viewed not good or not caught up. You think about all the things of the plagues that have happened, you know, over the years, and if people would have been caught up on some of the things, we might not have had the tragedies that we've done. And obesity is one of those, which is the last acceptable prejudice, which it shouldn't be acceptable as a prejudice. And no, we didn't do this to ourselves. I don't care what anybody says. We did things that caused us to get here, but we didn't do this. There's a whole other list of factors that go into it, but I'll save that for another episode. It just fires me up that people think that obese people are subhuman or even subanimal. And I don't want to do that, but I don't want to start off on a negative note. But it just really grates my soul to no end in my spirit, to where I want us to see and get the help that we need. Just like anybody, if somebody is in dire need of help, you know, drug addiction, all that stuff, alcoholism, there's help. And I want us to have the same kind of, you know, accommodations. You know, don't cater to us, accommodate us. But yes, I'm so glad that you're listening. Thank you for all the reviews. And if you could, leave us a review. Make sure you go there, leave us a review, give us, you know, comments on the show. It helps us out tremendously. And so I want to get into this. I'm not going to keep everybody long, but I want to share my heart right now. And, I was talking to Noah and Carrie the other day. You know, Noah takes care of our IT stuff. Carrie takes care of all things customer service and helps and me and assists me. And we got to talking about how some people lose weight quickly. Okay, now listen to me. I don't want to lose weight fast. I want to lose it forever. Okay, and you should have that same kind of mindset. And especially now, what I'm doing right now, I'm going to be sharing it, you know, coming up. But on my journey right now, I'm firing on all cylinders. My meal plan, which I'm going to share all that eventually on a podcast after, the 60 days that I'm following through with some things and getting my life together and my mind, you know, in shape and my nutrition, because that's what it's about. 95% of our journey is nutrition. The rest of it that, you know, we take care of it. There's all parts, you know, working out's one part, you know, eating right is one part, you know, mindset is one part, mental health is another part. All these parts go into it. So, we were talking, you know, and like I said, I don't want to lose it fast. I want to lose it forever. But some people, they lose it too quick that their mind doesn't catch up. And then Noah came up with a great analogy that I want to share with you on this, okay? It was pretty cool. You know, a bottle rocket. I remember playing with bottle rockets as a kid. And matter of fact, I had a bottle rocket blow up in my hand, a firecracker blow up in my hand. I thought, oh, man, this bottle rocket's not going to go. I took it out of the old, you know, remember them old Pepsi bottles, the glass bottles? I remember that dates me, doesn't it? I remember taking it out of the bottle And because I thought, oh, it didn't shoot, and I was like waiting for it to shoot, and I took this bottle rocket, and I you know, just as I taking it out, putting it down to the side of me, and all of a sudden, boom, it went off in my hand. And I was just like in shock, and I was looking down at it, and my hand was completely like a whole blood blister and black and everything, you know, from, you know, the inside of that bottle rocket. And, you know, bottle rockets, what they do, man, they just last a second. I mean, you light them on fire back up, boom, they're gone, okay? So that's what he was sort of, you know, talking about, you know? He said, you know, he wanted, you know, that, you know, the analogy of this bottle rocket is that, you know, the little firecracker shoots off fast, travels skyward only to a certain point, okay? Now, watch this. And then he said it makes a lot of noise and then burns out. And I don't want to just be like that firecracker, that bottle rocket that shoots off fast, travels up to the sky to a certain point, doesn't get all the way, but makes a lot of noise and then burns out. I don't want to make a lot of noise and just to burn out. See, it falls to the ground in an unremarkable way, okay? Nothing, then we're done with it. Over, finished. And that happens to a lot of people on their weight loss journeys. They get in such a rush to get the weight off, they don't think about or take the steps necessary to keep it off. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm always thinking this. I get this off, and I'm going to get to my goal, no doubt, no doubt. And I know when I'll get there, I know I'm going to lose this weight and or get rid of this weight. How about that? And, you know, do whatever it takes to keep it off. But you know what? They never get to that point is that, okay, I got this off. Now, how am I going to keep it off? And Noah told me that I wasn't a bottle rocket, which that just blessed my heart. He said, Sean, you're not a bottle rocket. You're a SpaceX rocket. And I was like, wow. And here's what he said. He says, you've been on this journey with trials, errors, successes, mistakes for years, sharing the good, the bad, the ugly, the up, the down, the black, the white, you know, every color in the rainbow. And he said, you know, the SpaceX rocket took years to create. Every possible contingency was considered. And when it was ready, they sent it all the way into space. When it was ready. And the firecracker is temporary, short term. It makes some noise, but for the most part, it's forgettable. And he said, you're not forgettable. He says, you get knocked down, you get up. It's like that, a weeble wobble, pun intended. I'm a weeble wobble. I fall down, but I get back up, right? And so a rocket is long term. A firecracker is short term, or a bottle rocket. And what happens is it's well thought out when you make a rocket. Its endurance is the only noise it needs. And a rocket doesn't have to tell you how strong it is or show you how loud it is. Given the choice, I would hope that you would not choose to be a bottle rocket. See, remember, we don't just want to lose this weight unhealthy and do it in a non-sustainable way. Because if you lose it fast, you might not keep it off forever. So I want to catch up, and I don't want to be a bottle rocket. I want to be a SpaceX rocket. I don't know about you, but why don't you leave your comments? Why don't you email us at office@theobesityrevolution.com and say, I want to be a SpaceX rocket. And you know what? That's how we handle life. Is a lot like a bottle rocket. And you know what? Don't do that. Just make sure you're in it for the long haul. Once you lose it and find out how you're going to keep it off, don't be that bottle rocket. That, you know what? You light it off, goes up a certain point, limit, falls back down to the ground, and it's useless. SpaceX can be used over and over again. And we want to keep it off how long? Forever, and we don't want to lose it fast. So here's the thing. We got this. Get healthy, stay healthy, and like I always say, you all are the best part of the obesity revolution. Until next time, I love you all.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.